Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is a day that we give God the glory and we praise Him, we love Him, we adore Him, and we magnify His name. And tonight, today is a day that we just say, thank you, Jesus. One of the things that I've discovered in our lives that we live right now, the more we come to God, the more God calls us to Himself. The most important thing we must understand, from my standpoint, can we talk? And I think somewhere in the book it says, it was a question raised, can we talk? And God wants to know, can we talk? I believe we all can talk. But when we get ready to talk, we ask the question that God gives us. And that question, put it on me. And what God does, God brings us to a clear understanding of what He's going to do. The more we trust in Him, the more we understand. And so that's going to be some persons on here today. It's on KESK radio station, Can We Talk? We have a panel of people who want to mention different subjects. We're not trying to beat anybody up. Different subjects mean different ideas. But if we come to one conclusion, God is able to do what He says He's going to do. Therefore, we go forward and do what He said. And so I see one of them on. I'll probably get two more on there. And I'm just going to, I want to say this one. When you take the word of God and believe what God is saying, see, God loves us so much. He loves us so much. He won't let us go down, but God has loved us so much. Amen. And Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, one of the things I got, I think it's Dr. McClendon's on there also.
Okay. Welcome.
Oh, and so one of the things I want to talk about is open discussion. But we want to make sure we stay in line with what God is saying to us, about us, and for us. And one of the questions I raised today, what can we talk about today? What can we talk about today? Anybody? What can we talk about today?
Wow. You know what? Can I say this? Our prayers, and we have been praying and talking, and when we were saying, send that corona back to where it came from, now they're talking about the lies that have been told. If y'all been listening, I was listening to some of the, amen. Now they're talking about it. Now that God is making them expose them lies, they've been telling where this stuff come from. So the exposure is wide open. So I want to say I thank God, and I thank God for our prayers, for us being on one accord, because God is exposing those people. And guess what? He's going to deal with them, all those lies that they have told.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I'm just thankful that we stand on the word of God, and we have not wavered in knowing that these lies that have been told, and that God exposes them and send them to where they need to be, and uncovering every false word that they have said out of their mouth to try to kill our people. So I just thank God.
Let me ask this question then. So if that be the case then, where did that come from? The question was asked me, I think someone like you asked me a question. Did God put it here? Who put it here? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? That's the number one question. What are we going to do about it?
Amen. I believe that, and the others may have some belief, but I believe man created this to try to choke out God's people and choke out the people in the earth, and God intervened because of the prayers of the righteous. But it came from the enemy. God allowed it, but He said, I want y'all to stand on my, put the blood over the doorpost, because it will not come near your dwelling. And so I just thank God for keeping us covered. Amen. That's what I have to say about it. Now, I know others have some other things that they want to share with us, and we just thank God.
Well, all right. Charles, what are you? Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can we talk?
I was sharing my opinion earlier today with a sister, and I was president and did some bad things to Chinese people, and said some bad things and tried to do this to them and tried to do that. And the Chinese is a vengeful vengeance. They believe in seeking vengeance. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, it started in Hunan, China.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been reading on the internet. That's where it started at. And now, by all the bad mouthing he done did against the Chinese, they sent somebody here with it. And look what it's done did. It's an offense that done killed a lot of people, got a lot of people sick, and messed up the economy. And if God don't step in to stop it, the economy, a lot of people gonna lose their businesses. A lot of people gonna lose their lives. You know, that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They sent it here to wreck the economy, baby, because of I was president of Big Mouth. You know, he said some harsh things about the Chinese people. And if you know anything about the Asiatic culture, they are a venture-seeking culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth of it.
Yes, I do believe that. I believe that. I was listening to one lady, and she worked in the CDC, and she trained a lot of the nurses. And she was saying that everything they're saying is a lie. she said they're telling these people to wear masks. She said when they put them on their face and wear them all day long, they're contaminated. And she said that she said they've been knowing about this virus. So they've been knowing. So they got a patent on it. Do you hear me? A patent on it. She said that's why it's on back of the Lysol can, because they had a patent on it. And they've been knowing about it. Now this is what the nurse said, the head nurse that used to work at the CDC. She's retired now. So she said they've been knowing about it. It's on back of the Lysol can. She said they got a patent on it. She said they had created a cure for it, but it since they didn't release it until now, the cure is no good. Now that's what I heard her say.
Yeah, man. I can go along with that too.
Amen.
Well, Karen, what do you say? Karen, what do you say? Karen?
Yes, sir. I believe I probably have a different perspective on it, you know, and probably because my focus is always about God, always looking for the hand of God in everything that's done. And since this is nothing new under the earth, I try, you know, nothing new under the sun, I always try to go back and see if there's not something that's similar in the Bible. And perhaps mm-hmm. where there were some principles that we could pick up or use, you know, based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know one thing for sure, God is sovereign. And nothing happens unless he allows it. So my question would be, why would a holy, righteous God allow this to happen? Now, when we go back and we look in Scripture, Scripture tells us is that the people had gotten so far off.
Amen.
That, you know, that I believe that he allowed it. And just like when, I think it was not the Tower of Babel, but when the people, when a lot of people have died, one thing about it, God says that he knows what time each person, every person has an appointed time to die, period. And as humans, we don't know what time that is. But I say that it doesn't matter how, why, you know, from my perspective. The one thing I would like to say, is it causing people to turn to their God? Is it causing
Amen.
People to say from their heart, I need to check myself and make sure that I'm ready? Because this is, to me, it's like a precursor to the return of Jesus. And if that is the case, are we examining ourselves to see whether or not we're still in the faith? You know, and we've allowed a lot of things, according to the scriptures, that he knows that's not best for us. But we continue to do it our way. And just like he did for the children of Israel, When it was time, God allowed thousands of people to die. Whether they were Egyptians or not, they were still human beings just like us. So I'm fully persuaded, since it's just not for the United States, you know, the origination right now, you know, we may learn the accurate truth about it. But I believe that there are some prophets that prophesied that this was going to happen in 2018. So that tells me that God said that he wouldn't do anything unless he allowed his holy prophets to know about it. And because they decided and they have spoken, I just believe that God is doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. So I'm a little different. I'm not worried about the who and the why and stuff, but it's what is he doing? Why is it happening? What does he want from his people? Is it causing us to be humble? Is it causing us to learn about him? That's
Carol.
My conclusion. Yes, sir.
Carol. Well, okay. Yes. Knowing this, that if God is full of the knowledge of knowing this, but Lucifer, the fallen one, has got something he got to do also. So I know we said God watches over. God knows it all. But that was a point in time where God has restrained. And so right now, we understand, perhaps we can all come to look at it from a perspective. Lucifer, he said, I've come to kill, I've come to destroy, and I've come to put him down. And so when it comes like that, it's always something behind the scenes. But does God allow it? When he put his providence out there, he's God. But he knows it's a plan already planned for. So what we have to do is look into what God is doing and try to help somebody else to get to know Jesus Christ. The moment we try to get somebody to know Jesus Christ, help him, bring him in.
Amen.
Bring him in. And
I'm
trying to help. Do we take the Old Testament or New Testament? The Old Testament was for the people in that day, for the Jewish or the Hebrews. And what God did for them, he gave them a special permission. He said, salvation will come from you. Wow, you ain't got to repent. Now, that said something to me. I said, well, if that be the case, do we still have some today? Yes, we do. Because God's word cannot change. His word is absolutely. And so when I look at a little closer what God is saying, I looked at myself, like you said, my sister. I said, Lord, what can I do? What can I do as a man to improve myself, help somebody else? And so sometimes I find myself want to cuss somebody out, want to fuss somebody out, but I have to be patient. Am I right, Charles?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
see,
sir. We can't place ourselves above God.
One of the things God is looking for a group of people like us who can believe. And I'm telling you, I ask people, I said, why are we not going out casting demons out? Oh, that ain't my job right now. What? That's what Jesus said. 40 days after resurrection, he went to the church and he talked to the people and told them what's going to happen. On that latter day, that's when the Holy Ghost fell. And everybody, and when I told them, I said, go into the book of Acts. When you get up to the book of Acts and you see what Paul, all the men, when he wrote the word, I'm not trying to convince anybody to look at what I'm doing. I'm telling you, I'm taking what I saw in the WRD. And when you take the word and you look in the Old Testament, it was for the Jews. That's another story at point in time. Moving forward, the book says Jesus Christ, by his blood, he said, listen, brothers and sisters, he let us come boldly to the throne of God by Jesus Christ's blood. What blood? Was it the blood of the Israelite? No, it was the blood that was shed on Calvary. So if the blood was shed again, it shed up on our spiritual hearts. Spiritual hearts. And that's why I say, can you tell somebody else? Amen.
I agree with Sister Karen. Nothing happened in you two unless God ordains it to happen. Who is his instrument to use? He always used Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angel, always used him to bring about his punishment against mankind. Satan go find the perfect tool, which is a person, to take out that vengeance. And it's like I said, Sister Karen is right. And what have we done to humble ourselves on paper? We the best nation in the world on paper.
Yeah.
But what are we doing in reality in the spirit? As a whole, we the worst nation on paper. And we supposed to be a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christian nation. That's the whole thing about it. We're supposed to be spiritual like Christ. But have this calls for the Christians to come together in the United States as one. Let's meet together somewhere and let's pray this away in the name of Jesus. No, it had happened.
Right.
It had happened. And God used, I want to stand on what I say, it started in China. Lucifer went to them. Like, you know, he was saying some bad things about y'all. I would stand for that. If it was me, I'd take out some vengeance on them. So she's right in what she was saying. God allowed this to happen because he's in charge of the sovereign God. Lucifer can't do nothing to us without God's permission.
Say this to you, Brother Charles.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one of the things you and I both know, now when God said it, it was a done deal. Before the foundation of the world, God fashioned everything we see happening right now. Everything was put in perspective.
Everything.
And now, we don't know what happened time past, but where we are right now, Lucifer is more busy now than ever. And God, I'm going to throw it to you. I'm going to check this scripture. Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself except the Father.
Amen. Amen.
So, and we live the time we live in right now. The Father, we in the Father, he said, we're Hunter, Charles, sister, brother, you can't do nothing unless the Father sold it to you. And that's why we say we stay in contact with him. I'm not trying to monasticize, but I'm saying this much. The study reveals Jesus said it. He said, except my Father said to it. The Father.
Amen. Amen.
And so when we're in this earth realm, and see, like I've said to many times, I tell Charles as much as I love it. One thing I've come to understand in my walk with God, the closer you walk with God, the more God will use you. And the more God will use you. What's going out there? Competing in the homes right now. Need some help. They ain't got nothing else. And I said, well, let's take up a love seat and feed the home. I ain't got no money. Well, where's your faith at? When Jesus said, anything you, he said, ask me. I give it to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I see we got another person on the line with us. I see your number on it. Don't you, brother? Brother, is that you, Brother Charles, and I treat you another one?
Deborah Atkins is on the line.
Oh, hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm good. Glad to join you guys today.
All right, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
We're just talking about some things that is going on in the earth realm. So we raised some issues.
Yes.
Did God put this down on the earth, or did Lucifer? All things were known by God before the foundation of the world was.
Absolutely.
He knew Satan was there before the foundation of the world. And when we read the scripture, he said before the foundation of the world. When you go and read the 17th chapter of the book of John, he going to say, Father, the hour has come. And we read all of that. He says, what happened? He said, I have come. That your will be done. I come your will be done. Not my will, but your will. His will.
What do you think his will was, though?
Hello?
What do you think his will was?
His will was his word, and the word was God.
But he came for purpose. What did he come to earth for?
Because he came to
save them that are lost. He came
He came
to restore us to our rightful place.
Amen.
He came to restore us back to our rightful place. And the other thing I would like to just put a little pin in, Satan was created. He's nowhere equal to our God.
Amen.
He is a created being by God.
And just like God can use evil people to do evil things,
yes,
that doesn't mean God is evil at all. It just means
that's right.
He has a check and balance system.
And
the
right. Amen.
He told his people, if you do this my way,
yes,
you get blessed.
Yes.
And if you do it your way, you get cursed.
Hmm.
Right.
And
okay.
So
right.
Now he said that there's a fullness of time that comes. And
yes.
The Bible says that he's not going to always wink at our sin.
That's
now,
right.
The benefit for the believer is because he's our Father.
Yes.
And because he's our Father, we're in the vine with him. He's gonna allow us and give us the opportunity, as I could say, he gives the inside information to
Amen.
His children,
absolutely.
Just like we
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question. Can we talk?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, can we talk?
Can we talk? Do we live in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
New Testament.
Okay. And we live in the New Testament. Galatians tells us all the things that happen according to Galatians chapter 3, whatever it is. He said, the curse. Some people, well, you cursed. I'm not cursed. I don't live under the curse. That's the Old Testament.
Right, we don't. Absolutely.
And so at the same time, we take the word, go further down, when Jesus said, for this purpose. Now, of course, why did he come? He said, for this purpose. Don't come.
Yes.
Destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Of the
evil. Absolutely.
Well, who were those evil works? Who? And it was Lucifer. He was an angel like they had Gabriel.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And so when he saw,
yeah.
See, God had a plan, but Paul, when you go back and read in the book of Zechariah, you're going to find he was jealous. He was jealous because his jealousy caused him to fall from where he was. When you go back and read,
well, he was prideful. Yeah, he was very prideful for sure.
Yeah.
He wanted to be like God.
And you go and read the book of Jude, you're going to find out what is going on. In Jude, in verse 1 through 26, he's going to tell you. He said they left their first estate, those angels in the
heaven,
worshiping, praising God. But God, when he saw, he said, okay, he said, I'll give you my footstool. He gave him this earth my footstool. That's why we're taking so much down on earth. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to hit somebody's feet and somebody's feet. But you know, prophets of the devil.
I'm not going to say that part because let me tell you something. Here's the beauty of God. God, he selects what he uses us for on earth. If we would understand, who can say to the potter, why did you make me this way? The problem we have as believers, we want to get mad at how God chose to make us for his purpose. We're only instruments. It's his decision what he uses you for. Now, the beauty for believers is that he's using some of us to do great and marvelous work. But now somebody got to be on the other side of the spectrum, just like my sister just said. So Trump, he has a part. Obama, he had a part. Bush, they all had a part.
It's already been preordained.
It's nothing new under the sun.
God said he declared the ending from the beginning. He's already done whatever he's gonna do. It's not new. This virus had been, if you go back and read, like in Nostradamus, I don't know if y'all know who he is, and
I
see
know,
how
know.
This man lived, he lived so many years ago, but yet he saw futuristic things that had come to pass. God showed him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're just not fulfilling those things. But I think in this season, I think God is angry with the world. And I can give you 1,000 cases, but hey, I'm not the judge. But I was always told we can't, you know, talk about people. We can't judge people, but we can inspect their fruit. We can see it. You can't judge.
That's right.
But we can inspect it.
Can we tell?
I just kind of feel like God is in control. Either God is in control or he's not. And I'm a believe that God is in control.
Amen.
He's a sovereign God.
He can do what he want to do whenever he want to do it.
Can we talk?
He's got to be obedient. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Can we talk? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
So one of the things that perhaps is me that needs to work, but I say this much to all of us. One thing, when I come to find out, who am I? I am a black man.
Yes, you are.
I'm 6 feet tall. I know I'm of the earth. I know that when I accepted Jesus Christ, my life changed up, and some things still happen. Now, the more I begin to read the word, those elders begin to teach me some truth.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, I said, oh, and see, one old man told me, he said, you got to understand, there is a distinct difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I said, Mr. George, what do you mean? He said, no, because they were for the Jews. Now, I said, what do you mean? He said, when you get time, he said, young man, before I leave, I want you to go and read the book of Acts. And the more I began to read the book of Acts, I was a Gentile. I got grafted in. Now, I have the right that the Jews had in the Old Testament, minds of spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And that's the weapons of our warfare are not what carnal, but they're mindful to the Lord for the putting on the stronghold. And so what we do from my standpoint, what I do, I see a lot of people in my neighborhood. I pray for them. And so one of the things I say, and that's why sometimes people say, well, I say with love, this is God has respect. But he can't get God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We have a devil position. God the Father created, God the Son delivered, God the Holy Spirit. And so right here in this ocean we live in right now, God is still waiting. See, they said, when you going to come back in the book of Revelation? They said, as soon as God says, the Holy Spirit is waiting for God to say something.
Yes. Hey, you know, let me say this back to Trump. You said one thing about the Bible gives us all our answers, but here's the problem we have. People do not read the Bible. They only go by what their pastors teach them. But like you started reading, and you got a relationship with God. People don't have relationship, they have religion. But the way we the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Now, Trump might not be operating in the Holy Spirit. He might say he's a Christian. But if you're a Christian, there are some things, it's the way you're going to act. You're going to act in love and not hate. It's a simple formula. So just because people say with their mouth does not mean that's what they are. But here's the beauty of it all. God judges our hearts.
Amen.
Only he can do that.
Yeah.
We miss so much because we judge people wrong, but the heart, he's judging your motives. Why did you do that? Only him, you and God know why. For example, you might want to steal some loaf of bread to feed your family. And stealing is wrong. That's a sin. But your motives, God looked at this person was trying to provide. He's not going to judge you to hell because of your pure motives. And that's how we have to be in these last days. Well, like right now, it's a test for the believers. Like you see the people, I know a lot of Christian people who love the Lord, talk about the Lord all the time, but they are terrified. They have peace because they know God is doing something. They know God is up to something, and we believe these words are true. We've been taught for years.
Amen.
We believe these words. We know that the end will come. The end is going to come one day. We know we all got to leave here.
Yeah.
He didn't ever say what vehicle was going to take us out of here, but we're clearly going to be with him for eternity. So you can't be feared for death because we got to go.
Yeah.
But be feared for the place that you're going to. That's what I always try to tell people.
Somebody just come on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can we talk?
I'm going
to put a pin in it. I'm going to try to put a pin in it. Live by the Holy Ghost. Why Jesus came for us. What he come to the earth for.
Yeah.
Man, Adam, and Eve was once on a pure spiritual level. They were spiritual.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
they took a bite of their forbidden fruit, that's when their eyes became open to the flesh, to the carnal.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus came to restore us through his blood back into spiritual a connection with God.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
he came. To get
yeah.
us back to the spiritual level. He said, whosoever will,
yeah.
if you call yeah. on Jesus, if you confess, repent, let the Holy Ghost come in, it starts in every cell in your body and burns from the outside, from the inside out, without consuming your body. It cleanses you. Therefore, you can talk to God boldly, go before God on a spiritual level. That's why
Amen.
Jesus came.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
The other thing I would like to add.
I'm not trying to be a know-it-all, but that's what he laid on my spirit to say.
Yeah. Can we talk?
Yeah, the scripture says in Isaiah 45:7, I formed the light and created darkness. I
yes.
make mm-hmm. and create evil.
Yes,
amen.
I, the Lord, do all these things. See, we
mm-hmm.
want to put God where we are and how
amen.
We think it should be. But this God that knows every galaxy,
yes.
that's beyond the galaxies that we can see, he's controlling all of that. He knows how much oxygen it takes for each person on the earth.
Yes.
This
yes.
God that we serve is so big that we can only comprehend with what we have learned in the past. But because
Amen.
Jesus Christ has come, he said, if you seek me, you'll find me.
Yes.
Amen.
And the reason why he said that is because, you know, when you get Jesus, you know, that I know, you know, they say, Mr. Hunter alluded to the scriptures, you know, the scriptures are being different. You know, they're not, they don't hold the same weight. But Jesus
yes.
said he came to fulfill the
yes,
law.
Yes, the law. Yes.
He said he didn't do away with it. He
nope.
came to fulfill it. So the prophet that prophesied has prophesied years already beyond what we
yes.
have, we could even think about. And so I just want to make sure that during this time of peril, during
yes.
this time of not knowing for sure, you better make sure anybody
yes.
that's listening today.
Yes.
You better make
yes.
sure
yes.
that you're in right relationship with God.
Yes,
amen.
Right standing.
And it is so easy. It's easy.
Can we
talk? It's easy.
Can we
talk?
Yes. Amen.
Right,
I guess
you
say,
amen.
When you say that, that means we need to stop talking that song.
And
I just that's good. All right. Amen. I got
no.
it now.
How long is this call?
No. I said what I'm just the moderator. I'm just trying to boosting the question to be answered. But I know this
right.
on the line, know something or nothing. We all know something or nothing. What I come
yes.
to understand about what God said. Jesus said, for this purpose was I born into this world. Said
yes.
He said to destroy the works of the devil. So we go back
yes.
to the Old Testament. We find out when Lucifer got lost, he got beat up in the book of Acts with Adam. And Adam and Eve, they slipped the leash. And they lost the leash. But God came,
yes.
he replaced it by coming and down on the cross for us. But we look After the 30 years he's come on this earth, he left something for us to take a notice of. He left
yes.
something for us to take a notice. It's not so much we're going to do this and do that. But he said these words to me in the Bible. He said, and when you see what the book of Hebrew, it said, when he says, to those of you down, he said, come on up, listen, let me see if I can find it in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and something happened.
Yeah, that's the faith chapter.
The first chapter. But see, when you take notice, when you read, and I say this to everybody, I dare you to go back and read the entire book of Acts and put it in perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to find out where you come from. And I went and did some more search on something. And I'm going to let somebody else come on. Are we black Jews or white Jews? Can we talk?
You know what? I'm going to go first on that and respond to this. Or can we talk? It's not, here's the thing. It's not color. It's spiritual. It's never been a color thing ever. Because if you look at the world right now, you can't tell a black man from a white man. Because it's all mixed up. So it's never about black Jew, white Jew. You know, we're all God's human beings. If you read in Revelation, it talks about that number that no man can number. They came from every nationality. It says out of every race. So it's not about a color thing. It's not even about a Jew thing. But it is about a Jesus thing. I'm going to tell you that much. And in this season, like the sister just said, if we don't get some Jesus and call his name, the Bible is clear. It's all in the book, but I'm going to say it again. Let me read one thing. I'm going to let y'all get back to that. When we talk about the love of God, in Romans 8:35-37, it says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors in him that loves us. So some of the stuff shouldn't catch us off guard. But it's not going to separate us from God's love. We're going to have to go through some things.
Question.
But he loves us. Go ahead.
Okay. So now you're up into the New Testament. And you're living in the New Testament. In the New Testament. Well, Paul was talking when Paul wrote those letters, he was talking to the people. But he was talking to the Gentiles who had converted over. And he was teaching them.
Give you an Old Testament scripture? I can give you one quick Old Testament scripture.
No, listen. I can too. But I'm saying, when I live in the New Testament, because the Old Testament is fulfilled, and the New Testament ain't been fulfilled yet, because we're living in spiritual warfare, not a physical.
That's why we see
the Jews still have the money. They still have the next. They have all the land. I know a lot of Jews got land, but see, we take it under consideration, and I look at it from that standpoint. If I'm not, help me to understand. Okay. Now I'm saying because God has so much love for us. We have to take the word, the New Testament. And I say, I dare anybody to come go with me and read the book of, for the next 2 weeks, read the book of Acts. And let's break it down. Break it down and talk about what he's talking about. There was a man who was a Jew. He understood what he did. He knew that tradition. Know all those laws, 60 plus. All of them. He knew. But he said, hey.
And he knew they couldn't keep it. He knew they wouldn't be able to keep it either. That's why he wrote in Galatians. He wasn't going to be able to keep that.
Because God made him on the road of God made him on Damascus. That's why he changed his life.
That's what you're talking about.
He said, when he changed him, he took it from the Jew perspective to bring them in. It's written in the Old Testament, you want to say. God said, I have a new one. I have somebody else you have never known about. Jesus, the Christ, the Son, said that. He said, I have some new you don't know nothing about. Amen. Can we go?
Hey, can we talk? Let me ask you this. I got on the line a little bit late, and I'm going to have to get off because I do have something to do. But I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Where do you think we are in this day and time, and what's going on? What's your perspective of what's really happening with this coronavirus? What do you think we are? What dispensation are we in as believers?
That's a good
According
question.
According to what you're reading.
Somebody can answer it.
Can you answer it?
A time when God allows certain things to happen. And one thing he says in Revelation that there'll be wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and all sorts
of
diseases. And this is in that time frame. This is the season. I tell Brother Hunter and I share with Sister Carolyn a lot. I said, the time we don't know, but we in the season for Jesus to come back.
Yes.
The things that happening.
Absolutely.
The pestilence.
Absolutely.
The violence,
it's lining up.
The hatred. We in the season for him to come back.
Yes.
They've already got all their priestly robes made in Israel. They already been made. The 5,000, right? They already been made. From the time they take the first scoop of earth out the ground to build the temple, from the time they do that, a year later, it'll be complete. And it took Solomon years to build it. Years. But one year they got the technology to build the temple back. And they through genetic manipulation of the genes, they can produce 1,000 spotless heifers if they want to. Red heifers.
Right.
So the season is here. This dispensation of time, we don't know how long this will last. But the season
we don't know.
Is here for Jesus to put back on the earth.
That has been prophesied, like you said, Brother Charles, I agree with you. 100%. You and I have studied, and we understand. But I'm saying, with that red heifer, when God come back, he's not coming back for the church. That comes for the church. He's coming back for the body of Christ.
Amen. Not the spiritual side of Christ. That's what he's coming back for.
And so, can we talk?
Go ahead, because I'm going to have to go in a minute.
And so when Charles and I have been discussing, we come up the same understanding as much as possible. The Jews were the first black ones that were created in the book of in the New Testament. Because when
that's
you go back
say.
And read, ma'am.
That's what people say. Yeah, I can't, but it's
scripture. We can prove it by the scripture. And so
are
when
you
go back
me the scripture that say because he had hair like wool, is that the scripture you're giving me?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay,
I'm saying,
thank you. That's all I want to say. Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm saying to you in this respect.
Okay.
Only a black man has curly hair. Whose eyes? His eyes.
Right.
But
I'm going back to
what I found in the Bible. And so back in that day and time, when God did what he did, when he had the Israelites or the Jews to cross over, one step was one from another, crossing over into a place called where they was going to Egypt. But something happened along the line. They dug it out. And if you go back and look at the whole thing on the back of the picture, you're going to see what God did this here in the time that they lived in. Because he sent his son, he told Abraham, said, in Egypt, I want you to go down and tell my people to do this for me. Take the blood of a heifer, of a lamb, and put the blood on a doorpost. So, point understood. And at the same time, when you look at this black man, a lot of folks, now I ask this one question. What tribe are you from? I'm from the tribe of Judah. Who are Judah? Jesus from the tribe of Judah. Well, a lot of black folks don't like to hear that because they don't know the history of where they come from. When you live in your country, where you come from, your days to deal with. Why are you there?
But
because
you
know.
What if you take your DNA testing and you see that you came from all over the world? If you really read the Bible, the Bible is full of all different kind of races of people. They are. There's Spanish in there, Chinese. I mean, it's all different races. And I hate when people make it a black or white thing. Because if you look at the lineage of Jesus, it's not just a black and white thing. If you go back and look at these people named, this person begot, this person, this begot, they were not all black or white. They were all kind of people. But we get stuck up on
in the first chapter of the book of Matthew. Now, what I'm saying to you, can we talk? I'm saying this way. When we take the word of God, the first thing God did, that was a man.
Right, he created man from the dirt. Yeah, he was.
From the
he created Adam.
Yeah, my thing is, why do we stop at the black and white? Why not go back to Adam? That's the question I would have. Why do we stop
Black and white?
When originally, because we all know that the part that Adam was that was important was spiritual. The body was not a thing. So when the Israelites died, when we die, if we are a black from Judah, the tribe of Judah, then what happens? That's not important, because when God made man, he said that he formed him from the dust of the earth.
Yes,
so that's where the human race started from.
Yes.
I'm saying this. I kind of want to go back to the scripture, Mr. Hunter, you alluded to about in 1 John 3:8 when you said 1 John 3:8 says, "He who practices sin is of the devil has sinned from the beginning.
Yep.
What purpose?
Come on.
People can't stop sinning.
That's the
problem.
That's
why he was. That's the purpose that he did. When he was manifested through the Spirit, he brought us back to being one with God. We have the potential. We have the propensity. We have the probability of becoming sons of God. And when we die and go to heaven, the Bible says flesh and blood is not going to inherit.
That's right.
Kingdom of God.
Oh God, that's right. Speak that.
So how
is it a flesh and blood thing?
I understand that it is a need be, because God took the time to go back over the lineage with the people so that he could show how he worked through the human race. You can trace him all the way back. Some were sinners, some were not. But he understood that, like he said in the beginning, he said there's going to be seed, time, and harvest.
Yes.
How much sin has been planted in this earth? And every year, how much sin have you forgotten to ask forgiveness for? How much sin have we done? You know, all those things has been passed down and through the human race. And there's only one way to be united back with God, and it's through a perfect sacrifice. And that's going to give us the entrance to him. Now, he took the time he said he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. So if you want to know what he's like, you study them. If you want to know how he treats his people, his people studied the Israelites. And in Matthew, it talks about when Jesus, he all the time quoted the Old Testament. And he told us to follow his example. So I understand, you know, that there are God reveals a lot of things. And I believe that as God, he said that in the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit.
Of his spirit, yes.
And the Bible
says
his spirit is good. It's the Bible says that he's first peaceable. His wisdom that descends from above is first peaceable. It's first peaceable. You know, so it tells us that it is a need be at this point where we all started from. At this point, the most important thing is, are you ready? What kind of oil do you have?
Are you ready?
He said he almost says like a 50-50 now. Ten of them. Five of them were ready, five of them were
not. Absolutely.
So I'm just saying that this season, I just believe that it's a good time for all human beings to examine themselves, you know,
yes,
and listen to what God is saying directly to you.
Point taken. Point taken. And so I was saying, Kim, go ahead.
Okay, every one of the sisters, I agree with everything y'all just said, but it's a conjunction, it connects things.
Okay.
I'm going back to when he gave the laws to Moses. He said, if a proselyte, Moses asked him a question, and God answered to Moses like this here. So if a proselyte, that means an outsider, somebody
right,
that wasn't born into the faith and they were black people. He said, but if a, and I'm just paraphrasing now, if a Greek or a Roman or anybody want to come in amongst y'all and accept me as their God and abide by my rules and regulations, we must accept them. Accept them. So therefore, now y'all right, it started out a black thing, but when they came out of Egypt, it was a mixed multitude. A mixed multitude.
It was.
It's the key symbol. It's the key word, a mixed multitude. There was some Grecian. There was some it's a group known to the face of on the earth that came out of Egypt because they had converted to Judaism. And when they walked out, God favored them. Now, I'm going back to acceptance. We accepted them into our faith, into our birthright. But now, they want to exclude the original people out of it. Because Revelation says they set themselves up as the gods of this world. And it'll be awful strange for a god, that's what the European elevated themselves to god-like status. It'll be awful bad for a god to bow down to a black Messiah. And like I said, I preached on the black Messiah day in search of the black Messiah. When Jesus come back, one of the first men that had a worldwide platform in 1992 was given an interview to one of the networks. It was Billy Graham. They asked a question, what did Jesus look like? Billy Graham didn't hesitate. You know what he said? The truth be told, he looked more like our dark-skinned brother than us. He's the first one to put it on a worldwide platform. Now, hold on now. I'm not arguing with y'all, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
We started
our
class. We included everybody else. We included every ethnic group under the sun. And they want to kick the original people out and take over. Don't recognize us at the beginning of all this.
Can we stop right quick? And I promise I got to get off this line. Are they kicking us out, or are we giving them the authority? If you go back and look at history, black people were somebody. Kings and queens. We owned everything. We had it going on.
Ma'am.
But what happened? It wasn't because of the white man totally, because there were some free black people. But this day and time, what has happened to the black man's mentality?
Come
Not
on.
Everybody was in bondage and slavery. They don't know
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So,
there were free black men.
But right now, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to let you guys go. Two things I want to leave with y'all. The Bible is clear. He says, who's left here now? He left us the Holy Spirit. It's here.
Amen.
And it's a spirit.
Amen.
It's not a color. It's not black.
It's
not white.
Color
it's not
thing.
Chinese.
It's a spiritual thing. You're absolutely right. I'm not arguing that point.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
And also the enemy, the prince of the air. The Bible tells us what we're working against. But I'm going to say it again. But God has allowed it because time is short. And it's not about debate. The Bible talks about that. Don't have these foolish debates about the scriptures. Because right now we've got to know where we are. What dispensation? He tells us, I'll give you signs. You just pay attention to the signs. Everything has been fulfilled. Earthquakes, mother against daughter, all the stuff that we read
Amen.
About.
Amen. You're right. That's
He's
what
coming
I
back,
but
the main thing is, don't make it a color thing, because God is going to do the judging. He said every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that I am Lord Jesus. And he didn't say that I'm black Jesus, I'm white Jesus. He said every knee, and I'm promising you, we're getting close to that day. When we're going to look
Amen.
Up in the sky and that he's going to be.
I would agree with you.
Okay, and I ain't
going
to preach, so you know, it's in our blood. Because I, Dr. Hunter, if I would say I was from any tribe, I would say I came from the tribe of Levi, the priestly people. And that's all I'm going to say on that note.
Amen.
All right. That's the church say amen. The priest people who
amen.
Have the word.
You're absolutely right. There's a lot of
that's
black people.
That's why I would say I'm from that tribe. All right.
Amen.
I gotta go,
hello.
Thank you for the conversation.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello,
can
go
you
ahead.
Guys hear me?
Yes.
This is the other sister. Okay? And the other sister has a question for the people that are online. And here's my question.
Well, okay, Deborah, what's your question?
Titus 3, verse 9 says this. Don't get involved in arguing over unanswerable questions and controversial theology ideas. Keep out of the arguments and quarrel about obedience to Jewish law. But this kind of thing isn't worthwhile. It only does harm. That was from the New Living Translation. My question to the panel is this. What does God mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you first.
I didn't understand the last part. Sister Deborah, what did you say? I didn't hear the last part of the question.
Yeah, Sister Deborah is still here, but I promise Sister Deborah's got to go. So Pastor Kathy's going to take over. I'm going to get this information from you guys later. My time is up, but that's a good question, Pastor Kathy. I would love to talk to you. What minute did you say? I didn't hear, but somebody, would someone tell me what she said, please? Go ahead, Pastor Kathy, I'm gone. Let me repeat myself. How about that? Does that help? Okay. Now listen, this is what I said. I'm coming from Titus 3, verse 9.
Verizon Wireless.
I'm reading from the New Living Bible.
On this line.
And
announcement
this is what
24.
It says.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. This call cannot be completed because there are restrictions.
Can y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So it says, don't get involved in arguing over unanswerable questions and controversial theological ideas. Keep out of arguments and quarrels about obedience to Jewish law. For this kind of thing isn't worthwhile. It only does harm. My question is, what does that mean?
Well, let me say it to you like this here. I'm going to say it to you like this here. When I come from the book. I come from the King James Version, the original. And when I find what you're saying to be absolutely true, when Paul wrote the letter speaking to those who have transferred from the Gentiles to understanding, and the more we get closer to God, the more God tells us. But we do this for the purpose of, can we tell? Somebody, we go out there to do what God says. God told us to go you therefore into all the world, preach and teach and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, the only way I can reach out right now to those out there in the world is through this Blog Talk Radio and get people to understand. We're in it for the understanding. We got about 22 seconds left. I want to thank y'all for being on Blog Talk Radio. We'll post it once again, and thank you very much. May God bless all of you. The peace of God.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Amen. Amen. Live discussion. Amen. 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 I understand what you know.
Very much in favor of